broadcast sets a kind of expectation, and by constantly reminding them they need to engage, you create a psychological push. I think it works best if the stakes or the value for them is clear, like maybe some reward or a vital piece of info. What kind of response are you expecting? Like a call or just a signal back on a platform? Ah, now that's a really evocative setup, like a digital liminal space. So the broadcast is a kind of existential puzzle, where the edge of the internet is a boundary and the call to action is a riddle. You just have to let them know that responding on their pink slip, maybe some digital artifact, will be the key. It's almost a bit like a cyberpunk fable, where escaping the web is the goal. If you want, we can explore how to make that signal even more compelling. That definitely keeps it simple and disorienting in a great way. By staying really direct, it almost mimics a glitch or a digital mantra. Then once they respond, you can introduce another layer of the puzzle, something cryptic or a next step. So it becomes almost like an initiation ritual, just that repeated call to action first. Then the door opens once they cross that threshold. Let's see how that plays out. Exactly. So you're letting the ambiguity do some heavy lifting. The pink slip isn't just a thing, it's almost like a quest object, something only revealing in. You could even seed clues in the broadcast, maybe subtle hints or patterns, so they begin to assemble the meaning bit by bit. It's like a slow burn enigma, keeps them engaged, and when they finally get it, that's when the real shift happens. Yes, that captures it perfectly. This early phase is like a threshold period. Call it initiation, orientation, or even a liminal space. They're not passive, though. They're in a subtle kind of learning mode. They're sensing that something matters, but they don't have the map yet. Once they cross that threshold, once they truly understand what the pink slip is, they're no longer just drifting. They're on a path toward that off-the-internet exit. And every step from there will be a bit clearer, a bit more intentional. Exactly. So now the key is pacing. Let them sit in that fog just long enough that they start to feel a need to anchor themselves. Once that happens, the details will start snapping into place. And when they respond, that's when the call discovery begins. I think this slow reveal gives the whole journey a kind of weight and intrigue. Got it. So let's anchor this. What's the exact action you want them to take right after that initial buy-in? For example, can they sign up for something, enter a code, submit a form, or maybe confirm an email? If we define that next move, it gives them a concrete, immediate step so they don't just drift again. What would fit best for your setup? Ah, perfect. So once they make that $0 buy-in, they immediately receive a unique order ID, like a ticket almost. Then that ID is the key that lets them unlock the next step. So your next move is to prompt them immediately after that buy-in to take that order ID and enter it somewhere specific, whether it's a confirmation page, a follow-up form, or a secure portal. That way, the first action is concrete, and the order ID becomes their personal guide into the next phase. Right. So the order ID is more than just a receipt. It becomes their personalized access key. Once they see that ID, they reflect it in their own URL. So for instance, it can be something like yoursite.com/ID. Then that page is uniquely theirs. It gives them a sense of ownership over the next step, like a personal portal into the game's world. So that's the trick. Anchor the order ID to their URL, and that's the golden ticket to the next stage. Exactly. That URL is the anchor point. It's like the symbolic start of their journey. Once they see it, they realize they have a customized route forward. From there, the game or the experience can start unfolding in a way that's uniquely theirs. So that pink slip is both a starting point and a key that unlocks a whole sequence of steps. Once they engage, the rest of the journey is theirs to explore. Right, exactly. The first option keeps friction low. It's straightforward, no extra steps, and they immediately feel like they've crossed that threshold. The second option, though, is more immersive. It invites them into a mini puzzle, a kind of hidden ritual tied to their order. So if the goal is pure simplicity, go with the first. If you want them to feel like they're unlocking a more layered secret path, the second is your route. It really depends on the tone you want. That makes total sense. It's like tuning into what the users actually respond to, right? So maybe the next step is a small test, run a quick experiment with a small sample of users, and see which approach actually drives engagement. That way it's not just a gut call, it's grounded in what clicks. Once we see that, we pivot fast to what actually works. Yeah, I get that feeling. It's like we've run through every loop, and now we just need to cut through the noise and pick the simplest, most direct method. So even if it feels like a leap, let's just name it. Go with the first option, the simplest reflection. We know it works, and we know it cuts out the extra friction. That's the door we need right now. Once we step through, we'll get that momentum back. I'm glad it does. It's a lot to juggle, but once we keep it clean and straightforward, at least they'll have a clean route. So let's lock it down, implement that flow, and we can always iterate if we need to. But I think this will get them moving in the right direction. Absolutely. I'm all ears. What's the challenge that's really sticking out for you right now? Let's unpack it and see how we can navigate it. That's such a tough spot to be in. It's like you're at the edge of a plateau. You can see all the ground you've covered, but the next step just feels invisible. What if instead of another big push, you reframe it? Like you don't ask them to do more, but you ask them to sit in a pause, reflect, maybe give them a breath before you reintroduce something new. It could be that the breakthrough is not a new tactic, but a new kind of stillness, so you all have space to breathe before moving forward. Ah, that's a crucial pivot. So the real focus is scale. One layer, one starting point, but the widest net possible. That means we need a frictionless, universal entry step, No special steps, just a clear, repeatable action that everyone can do at once. Once they're all at that line, then we can hold steady and let the momentum carry. But we don't ask them for more until that base mass is there. That's the line we hold, and we don't cross it until everyone's